China is probably looking at restructuring their entire industry because of this, going to more confinement, better biosecurity, which they had no biosecurity before. That's why it spread so fast. Pork producers have been great about spreading the word about biosecurity to us and food safety, you know, informing the public of not to be afraid to eat the product. And there's a website people can go to research this if they want to. The Illinois Pork Producers, it's factsaboutpork.com. We don't allow visitors. The only person besides our employees that gets in is our veterinarian. We limit the traffic. When the feed truck comes, he disinfects his tires. There's a couple of driveways he's got to walk over. We move pigs from building to building. We disinfect those when he leaves. Disinfecting boots and clean clothes and all that good stuff. Showers and so. But it's a scary time, too. If we get the virus over here, it's going to affect all producers, grain producers, banks, you name it. You know, that I've seen it published that the pork industry will lose $4 billion in 1 year. So, and, you know, lose the pigs and there goes feed demand with it. So I think everybody needs to be aware. And a lot of these crop farmers don't think have a clue that this could affect them too. There's been some concern in the public about the virus mutating and affecting humans. It does not affect humans. As far as it mutating, I'm sure that's a possibility, but it's pretty small. The virus itself that got into China was a 100% match to the one that got it into Russia 10 years ago. And that's a pretty good sign that it's pretty stable, and that it, since it hasn't changed.